FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back. Tonight is the League of Alternative Baseball Reality Mixed League Auction. I will be involved in that for those of you who watch and listen to the show for fantasy baseball content. I'll have a full recap of the draft coming up tomorrow. Before we get to our headlines, Davis, here on this day, I'm very excited to ask you this one question. You can either answer it for me now or before the end of the show. I want you to tell me, is there one player in the auction format that I need to come out with today, that I need to make sure that when the draft is over, as long as he's within price, got to make sure that I get. So I want you to chew on that for a bit before the end of the show. I need an answer from you, okay?
Okay, is it a standalone or like an overall format?
It is an auction, 12 team leagues. I don't know. You ask me that again.
Well, like the NFBC, like there's the larger pool where there's $500,000 to first place, or is it just a standalone self-contained 12-team league?
Standalone, yeah.
Okay.
Standalone league. Yeah, standalone league. This is not NFBC based. It has nothing to do with it. Just simply auction.
Got it.
So, Yeah, just need one player. Doesn't, not even a price, but just, you know, and then tomorrow I'll come on and I'll tell you if I was aggressive or not or what happened. But all right, here are our headlines here on today's show. Spring training baseball back yet again today on this Thursday. So recaps coming for you guys throughout the show and tomorrow. Warriors Suns headline tonight's 9-game NBA slate. I believe Steph Curry may be out of this game tonight. Oklahoma State travels to Baylor tonight. Baylor, probably one of the best teams in all of college basketball. Should be a good matchup, 7 p.m. Eastern. Big 12, Texas, Oklahoma. 15th-ranked Longhorns and Sooners will battle up. And the Jets, according to a number of reports, taking offers on Sam Darnold. And, of course, they are taking offers on Sam Darnold because we know that going into next year, he probably won't end up being the starter. But I guess, Davis, have you handicapped like possible destinations for him? Because if history tells us anything, given the lack of success that Adam Gase has had with quarterbacks, I would guess that Darnold still has a chance to succeed somewhere else.
Yeah, I think there are a couple destinations that make sense for teams that have a lot of pieces in place and they just need a quarterback. The Chicago Bears, I think, are a destination that is just desperately looking for new blood at the quarterback position. I think the Denver Broncos should definitely have a backup plan. I mean, maybe they could have a camp competition between Sam Darnold and Drew Locke, drafted the same year. Locke, obviously, after Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. I think that Sam Darnold is kind of or the Washington football team is another team actually that desperately needs to get some upside at the quarterback position. And Darnold is a guy that I would be gambling on for a cheap price if I was an NFL GM, because he has made some good throws. He has shown some tools, and he's basically been in the worst position that a young starting quarterback could be in. He's had, you know, just this awful, awful head coach. He's had his offensive coordinator switched. He's had his play caller switched. He hasn't really had good infrastructure around him at all. They did give him a left tackle this last year. He had mono 2 years ago than the weird COVID year last year. Like, just a lot of different things where I think it's a very slight chance that Sam Darnold is an above average NFL quarterback, but it's enough of a chance that I would gamble on him if I was, you know, Ryan Pace or whoever's making decisions in Washington.
Yeah. Is there any scenario where he comes back and keeps a seat warm for a while, or that's, or they probably bring in someone else, you think, like some backup to start for a few games if it's, if it ends up being Fields, right? Is that the idea or no?
Right. Well, I mean, some people think Fields, some people think Wilson, some people think Trey Lance. Like, there's a lot of stuff up in the air right now. I do think that the model of having your young quarterback sit behind a starter, I think that model is kind of outdated. Teams are not doing it very often. These days, we have Jordan Love with the Packers, who's sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, right, much as Rodgers sat behind Favre. But a lot of the times, teams just want to get their young quarterbacks experience right away, especially because the clock starts ticking on their rookie deal immediately. And so, you know, everyone knows the biggest advantage in the NFL right now is having your good quarterback on a rookie deal, because that allows you to spend your cap in other positions. But I do think the Jets will probably bring in a vet regardless of what they, and it could just be Darnold. It could just be Darnold for six games, then their rookie quarterback. But I do think they will have a veteran quarterback start the season.
Yeah, it is interesting because, you know, Jordan Love is another name. I mean, I would doubt that, I guess that he would be on the block, but, you know, I'm not sure what his future is if they decide to keep Aaron Rodgers. And then I saw a funny story, if I'm not mistaken, yesterday, where Joe Montana was on a radio station, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Davis, in San Francisco, and he said that the 49ers should move on from Jimmy Garoppolo and find somebody more vivacious or something like that. I don't even know what the comments were, but boy, like, when, I mean, Brady now the greatest of all time, previously Montana the greatest of all time, when that guy is not saying about good things about you in your own city, on the team they used to play for, bad sign, I think, for Jimmy G returning to San Francisco. So I'm re-handicapping Deshaun Watson, by the way, to the 49ers somehow. I don't know how that happened. I'm re-handicapping that now, him going there. I think they figure out a way somehow to make that happen. All right, we got to take a quick time out here on the show. More to come. We're going to have a college basketball discussion coming up, so make sure you stay tuned. Those of you who are in these really, really deep fantasy baseball drafts, you guys hit me up for this every single year and say you never focus on the players that are like undrafted or at the very end of a draft. So once a week or two, we got to give you some potential names there, at least the landscape of what they may look like in 2021. We'll do that for you as we discuss that more here on Fantasy Sports Today right after the break. Make sure you stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. There are some people who do fantasy baseball drafts and they don't take players because essentially they're done after the 20th round or 25th round. And then there are some that do these drafts over on the NFBC that are called best ball drafts, which basically means you draft a team and then you don't touch it for the season. And those drafts can go 50 rounds. So there are some players that potentially we don't talk about a lot here on the show that could be a factor. One of them we're going to hit on right now, and that is Travis Shaw of the Milwaukee Brewers, who has made his way back to Milwaukee after leaving a couple of years ago, essentially going through a couple of different teams, trying to get himself figured out. The question is, after an extremely tough season 2 years ago, is his 2020 season more similar of what he used to be? Can he recapture the form that he had with the Brewers in 2018? Craig Counsell was asked that question yesterday.
The only way to correctly answer that question is after the season, really. But I think Travis is just in a good place mentally in general. He's learned from his experiences. He learned what the experience in 2019 did to him. I think we all go through tough times. We talk about how we could handle it a little better, how we could approach it a little bit better. And then you also try to do your best to not let it happen again as the person who went through it. So I think from that perspective, I think Travis is he's learned a lot about kind of going through something like that. And that makes you better. And so far everything from Travis has been really positive. I think you notice his kind of the space that he is in. He's very comfortable with himself. He's a Brewer kind of in a different place, right? Where the at-bats aren't guaranteed. Making the team is not guaranteed, things like that. So that's a different place he's in. And I think he's all handled it very, very well.
Davis, a really compelling player in fantasy. Now, he had back-to-back 30 home run seasons with the Brewers. By the way, at the third base position, too, after he went from Boston to Milwaukee. And 2019, Davis, I drafted him in the Tout Wars format. He went from 32 home runs to 7 and was sent down to the minor leagues. He was one of the biggest busts in all of fantasy baseball in 2019, and the Brewers just let him go. Went to Toronto last year, but it wasn't Toronto. It was Buffalo. And Shaw, if I'm not mistaken, had two games where he hit 2 home runs apiece. 6 on the 60-game season, but basically he had 2 good games all year. His OBP, 30%. He was a 35% on-base guy with Milwaukee. Any chance that Shaw reclaims a starting spot and gets back to, let's say, 15 home runs in 2021? Because if so, basically not being drafted in any fantasy league right now. This guy really pained me. 63 home runs over a 2-year period in Milwaukee and then down to 7 in 2019.
I mean, look, it's not like Travis Shaw is some ancient 37-year-old who's trying to play in the field and can't quite figure it out. The guy's only 30. He'll be 31 when the season starts. I guess the worry you have with someone like Travis Shaw is there's so much swing and miss in his game. He has basically for his career struck out about 25% of his plate appearances. Now he does make up for that somewhat by taking walks. The concern you would have with him, you know what? They don't really have anyone to steal his plate appearances, and they can bat him 8th and just be like, look, man, figure it out. Because their bench right now, it is Avisel Garcia, who can't play any of the infield positions. It's Daniel Robertson, who is just a noodle bat. He only is in the major leagues because of his defensive versatility. He could play infield, outfield, but this is a 3.10 WOBA style guy. And Luis Urias, who is again, could he steal the plate appearances from Travis Shaw? Sure, but it's not like they're adding. It's not like he has Jared Kelenic behind him or some top prospect behind him. So as long as he is rewarding them with home runs every once in a while, I think that they will try and let him figure it out. I like this pick. Craig is someone who has flashed it before, 32 home runs, 5 steals in 2018. I do like this because he does have upside if he gets the plate appearances. So I'm with you on taking some stabs at Travis Shaw.
Yeah, in 18, I actually went both Brewers on the corners. I had Shaw at third and Aguilar at first, and the Brewers cut Aguilar too. Like, he went completely down in 2019. I was like, how did this happen? I thought I was getting 60 home runs. I got 12. That's a way to lose a fantasy league right there. I'm not afraid to say it. All right, well, in 2016, the Philadelphia Phillies took what everyone thought was a can't-miss prospect out of high school in Mickey Moniak to play the outfield. And if you're not familiar with his name, you're not the only one, because he has pretty much slipped down the board, not just in the NFBC, but even in the top 20 prospects. He basically is not a highly touted prospect anymore. Sometimes you swing and miss with the first overall pick in the draft. But the skipper of the Phillies, Joe Girardi, says to hold the book here on Mickey Moniak. There's still a chance he becomes something.
But I think he's bigger. I think he's stronger. I think he's more comfortable in his surroundings. Like, I thought last spring training, the emotions got the best of him a little bit. I don't see that this year. I think he feels like he belongs, which I think is something that we strive to make players feel like all the time. So the speed of the game or the magnitude of the game doesn't change who they are. I think he's much more equipped to handle all that. I was pleased with the at-bats that he had last year. I know he didn't have a lot of hits. I thought he played some pretty good left field for us last year. So, I mean, he's a guy that is really interesting in camp, because we talk about all the other guys, right? But if you're in camp, you got a shot.
It's compelling, Davis, because he's a first overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft. And there was some thought at the time that the Phillies took him to save a little bit of money. He was more signable. But realistically speaking, it's a very interesting dynamic in the way that when you're out of high school in 2016, Davis, and you're drafted, just in general, if you don't come up till 2019, 2020, it's probably okay. I mean, you were a hitter in high school. It's going to take some time. But he was the number one overall pick. And this is where the big issue is that it is 2021 and you're taking a dude out of high school in 2016. Not only should he have been a starter and a player last year, he is behind the curve in terms of where he's supposed to be. Your guy in Kansas City is a good example. Bobby Witt, right? Like, if he's not playing opening day 2022 for the Royals, something has gone wrong for him in their organization. Moniak's NFBC, it is ugly, Davis, just around 1,000, okay? They have McCutchen. They got some older players there. He may get the opportunity. I don't think he's a draftable player, but he's a former number one overall pick. How can they be so wrong?
I mean, baseball drafting, it's a very inexact science, right? We talked about this on the show last week, where it's really the only sport where you don't even know what guys are until they're 24, 25, 26. It's not that uncommon for guys to break out at 28 in baseball. It takes a while. So I'm gonna toss it back to you with this. I can get a PSA 10 Bowman Chrome autograph rookie card of Mickey Moniak for $84. Do I do it? Wow. Should I do it?
No, I don't think so. No, I'm actually getting some pretty good names over the last couple of days, because I got drafts coming up that I'm asking about potential players, but he is not on the list. Sorry, I took so much time talking there on that guy. But yeah, no, I would say pass on that. Spend your $80 on like Riley Green or CJ Abrams, even without the auto. Pick up those two guys in a 10. They're both surefire hits, I think. Oh yeah, kind of crazy that it's taken this long. But look, maybe this is the year.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Took Profar a long time, too. He was the number one prospect in baseball. Maybe Moniak's year is coming here in 2021. College basketball discussion is coming up next with Andy Molitor and Davis. Go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today, giving Craig Mish a break. This is Davis Maddock, joined by Andy Molitor. You can find him on Twitter at AndyMSFW. He is over at BetSports, a pretty cool little site app initiative that is launching off the ground. And I brought Andy in because he is my college basketball expert. When I have a question, when I'm looking at the futures market, Andy is who I talk to. And we are here. We are at conference tournament time. We are soon approaching March Madness. So I assume that your media requests are off the chart right now, Andy.
Yeah, I've been busy. I even gave you a hard time about this because last year you're like, hey, can you come talk basketball? And then like 2 days later, everything got canceled. And I remember sending you a DM. It's like, we're not going to do that podcast now, right? Because there's no games. Like, yeah. So, yeah, I'm just excited to actually have March Madness. I had the withdrawals last year. Obviously, super weird year. I mean, super weird this year, too. I mean, there's still weirdness. There's literally a conference basketball, conference tournament play in, like one of the early round games where a team just said, the hell with it, like walkover. Like they're like, yeah, we're not gonna. They're they're like the lowest seed, and they're just like, yeah, we're not gonna play.
You guys, we're not showing up.
Well, it's like the game to go play the one seed. They're like, yeah, the other team can just have that. So even now, it's still weird. But yes, very excited this time of year.
All right. So the plan here, I just want to run through some of your picks for the futures, right? Giving us a little bit of something to sweat during the conference tournaments, and then at the end, we're gonna have your pick for the outright championship at the end. So starting with the American Athletic Conference, my boys from Kansas, Wichita State, in this conference, though it looks like Houston clearly the best team in this division. Do you think that even at -260 on the FanDuel Sportsbook, they offer some value, or do you have some mid-major magic for us in here?
Yeah, there's a few where they're just one team that's far and away way too good. And last year, actually, I did this with a couple. I found some books that let me parlay futures, where it's like, Dayton with Obi Toppin last year. It was like, this number's deep, but it should probably be deeper. Like, this should probably be like -500. They're winning this tournament. And I ended up parlaying it with like Gonzaga to win the West Coast Conference, which ended up Dayton's tournament canceled. So I ended up having like, whatever to win a very small amount on just Gonzaga. But I might look at a few of those because there are going to be a few, especially in the next couple of days where there's a big, big old favorite like this. I love Houston. I like what they do down there. Sampson's a good coach. It just, if anything, like what do you have odds for Wichita State?
I see Wichita State for 5-1. And I mean, generally speaking, Wichita State, these teams are just competitive year after year. I don't have a sense of how good they are this year because again, I'm not the expert, but just looking at this odds layout, if they are as competitive as they normally are, this does actually kind of, to me, look like a decent price.
Yeah, and they have a win over Houston about a couple weeks ago. So, honestly, a small tickler at 5-1, I don't hate that. Like, especially when you have to lay so much on a big favorite like this in a, you know, a pretty competitive, there's decent teams in this league. It's not like, you know, one good team and then they have to run through a bunch of garbage teams. Like Memphis is decent. SMU can play. So depending, it's not like it's just going to be cupcakes to the final. So oh yeah, Wichita at 5-1. I don't hate that at all.
All right, there we go. Going to add this one to my bet slip right now. Okay, as someone who is not following college basketball, and I talked about this with Jordan Case last week, the ACC odds are just blowing my mind. The idea that North Carolina and Duke are not the giant favorites in this conference, that Florida State is at the head of the leading board, and that I don't know if I could name a professional basketball player who went to Virginia University. Like, off the top of my head, I cannot think of an NBA player who went to Virginia, but obviously I can name, you know, a million North Carolina and Duke players. Oh, yeah. Like what is going on with the ACC? Why is North Carolina 5-1? Why is Duke 11-1? And why is Florida State the favorite?
Yeah, it's just Duke, they're down. You know, I guess you have this every once in a while. We're so used to this. It's funny, my podcast partner, Drew Dinzik there, he went to Duke. And he was a Patriots fan growing up. And he's like, he thought he was just really, really good at future bets when he was young. Because he just always bet on the Patriots and Duke. And they'd always, you know, they'd do well enough eventually to win him some bets. But yeah, just a down year. Coach K was kind of a baby about it early. We're like, I don't think we should, after they lose a few games, I don't think we should be playing anymore. And I mean, they're just not that good. The name recognition and the, you know, the brand might end up getting them in on one of these play-in games or something if they can make some noise. But yeah, Florida State's good. I mean, Florida State, Virginia Tech are just, they're the good teams in the league right now. I haven't placed any futures on this one right now, but I'm not sure I could name a Virginia player like in the league right now.
Yeah, I can't think of
Ralph Sampson retired a while ago. Otherwise, that might be my only Virginia one.
Right.
But, yeah, like I don't have the odds pulled up for this one, but I'm guessing, you know, a Virginia or Virginia Tech ticket wouldn't be too bad here because I think they're all pretty close up at the top three. Who is favored?
Florida State +230, Virginia +400, and Virginia Tech is sitting there at 6-1.
Yeah, we haven't gotten all the seeding finalists for this one. It was like the other day I was talking about the Atlantic 10. It's like they haven't figured out any of the seeding. They're doing some weird stuff with seeding because not every team has played the same amount of games. So they're having trouble comparing like who's actually better, or they've gone to like net ranking if they haven't played a certain amount over the median amount of games. That's, they're getting really into the math on the seeding this year. So once the seeding comes out, I'll know a little more, but I'm assuming you can probably pencil in Virginia and Virginia Tech in the 2-3 worst case 4 lines. So once we get there, those aren't bad prices. I'd probably take a look at either of those Virginia teams.
Okay. For the A-10, we have, I mean, again, super flat. St. Louis +230. Virginia Commonwealth, that's VCU, +280. St. Bonaventure, +350. Davidson, +550. Richmond, +850. Dayton, +950. I mean, all very interesting. Odds there, super flat at the top. My guess would be St. Louis, just because they are, I mean, they're, the Billikens, right? The Fighting Billikens. They are always so competitive. I mean, just every year they're the best team in this conference, basically.
Yeah, and I wrote up a preview for this one last night. Ended up with some VCU in Richmond and a little flyer on Dayton. Just I ran my numbers. I ran some other numbers. I went through. I actually have a bracket on this. St. Louis didn't get the greatest of draws. St. Bonaventure's the one seed, and they're certainly not. You know, it's funny. You can look at the seeds. You can look at that, and then you look at the odds, which are a lot more indicative of how obviously the market treats these teams. So St. Bonaventure, a bit of a fake one seed. You know, they're down 4-1 or worse in some places. So St. Louis does have a tough ask with probably UMass and then St. Bonnie's there. So I did kind of venture down to the other side of the bracket. And actually, I took Richmond, which who will face St. Bonaventure if they get through their first game. So I like a lot of these teams through the middle of the pack. Like before the games were played the other day, Richmond was the 4 seed. and now they're the eighth seed just based on one loss and what everything. Right. All these teams are so close together. So I got Richmond at like 7 or 8 to 1. And then, you know, VCU also just, I like their draw. I think Davidson's a little weak. So VCU is the 2 seed. And then also they had to move everything around, obviously, you know, because they can't play in the Barclays Center. So this will be held all in Richmond. Everything is going to be in Richmond. Richmond and VCU are both hosting all the games. So I don't mind taking the home teams at prices I already liked. And they are. This is going to be another weird one, too. They're going to play 4 rounds back-to-back-to-back-to-back days and then take 8 days off before the tournament championship in Dayton. So some of these, it does make it harder to take a long shot because a long shot will have to play like 4 days in a row if they – you know, if they run good like that. So I did take VCU because they have a double bye into the quarterfinals, and then Richmond because I just love the Spiders this year. And I'm looking where Dayton, and Dayton does have to play one extra game as well, but I got 15-1 there. So I don't hate the Flyers in a team that I think is tragically undervalued.
All right. I'm going to take Richmond. I'm going to take Richmond here as well. I'm going to add them back. All right. So the last thing, obviously we got to talk about the big dance, right? Futures outrights for the 2021 NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. We have Gonzaga, 250, Baylor, 350, Michigan, 420, Illinois, who has been playing. I do know that they've been crushing recently at 10-1. Do you have any super long shots percolating here? And then do you think that any of these numbers here at the top are good bets at the moment?
Yeah, I have. So I swore off futures because I placed some really good ones a couple years ago, and then Selection Sunday comes and they're all like right next to each other in the bracket where they all played each other. Just made me so mad. So I swore off it. And then earlier this year, I did grab some Gonzaga 10-1. So I'm a full-fledged Zags fan for the rest of the year. I need them to win. I would love to cash that because I'm not sure I've ever cashed a March Madness future that was placed before the season. So obviously at 2.5, 2.25 right now, it's tough to make a case to make a bet on some of those top teams. But yeah, Illinois, if they're still 10-1, saw what they did last night. Like I was going to make a joke about the, you know, their best player was out and they still stomped a very good Michigan team. You know, the joke was, I thought, you know, something about, well, Michigan was missing a player or something. You know, but whereas in fact it was the other way. It was very weird. And you know, before the season we were talking Cockburn rather than Io. So it's a team with two really good players in a really tough conference that's 10-1 right now. They're probably going to end up on, they might end up on the one line. So getting a one seed at 10-1 doesn't feel too bad. So yeah, Illinois 10-1. I think I like that better than anyone else in the Big Ten. And I certainly, you know, at this point I'm not getting invested in Baylor or Zags at those low prices.
All right. So we have Illinois at 10-1. Everyone, thank you very much for watching Fantasy Sports Today. We are going to go ahead and run to break here real quick, and we'll be rejoining with Craig Mish to return to your regularly scheduled programming here in just a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers have agreed to a new contract in 2021, according to ESPN. So, Davis, before we hit on a little fantasy reality, that's a pretty big note there, because I suppose there was the chance that the Steelers could have moved on from Ben Roethlisberger, but I guess they renegotiated his contract to give him one more year in Pittsburgh.
Giving him one more year, I don't know if it's the most advisable thing they've ever done. I mean, to me, I thought the Steelers had a very good roster. The defense is incredible. Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster, you know, they had fantastic wide receivers, fantastic pass catchers. I kind of think that it's 38-year-old, 37-year-old Ben Roethlisberger that's holding their offense back from being what it could be. Now, it's easy to say that, but, you know, nothing is harder to acquire in professional sports than a superstar quarterback. So I guess it's kind of the devil you know versus the devil you don't for the Steelers at this point.
Yeah, no, and I think it's a good move for Pittsburgh for one more year. But as you said, very dicey there. If they get to the halfway point with no backup, it could be a tough situation for them. Maybe they'll have an opportunity to get Dak Prescott. I know that Davis does not want to hear that. But according to Pro Football Talk, they have talks that are progressing in 2021. We know the last thing that the Cowboys want to do is just keep franchising this guy. They want to give him the long-term deal. We know how much Patrick Mahomes is making. It's a lot. Fantasy or reality? Dak Prescott will be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL before the 2021 season begins. Fantasy or reality?
This is a reality, and that's not what people want to hear, but this is why it's real. The way in which Mahomes' deal is structured, it's going to keep him high paid for a very long time. I believe it's an 11-year contract that scales up to be worth 25% of the salary cap over the entirety of that deal. The way that Dak's contract is likely going to work is it's going to be very front-loaded, and it's not going to be for a decade. It's going to be for like 5 years or 6 years, which means it's not going to be for as much total money as Patrick Mahomes' deal or Kirk Cousins' deal, who was the highest paid quarterback in football for a period of time. But Dak is going to get like $45 million a year for 5 years. So it's going to be a huge deal with a really high early average annual value, and then it will descend on the back end. There will probably be some options to be picked up, whether that be a player option or a team option. So this to me is a reality, and gosh, I hope it is, because I cannot go back to the Cowboys starting bad quarterbacks. I watched so many bad quarterbacks for the Cowboys growing up. Like, please just keep Dak.
Yeah, it's a good question, man. You make a compelling argument. I'm going to say fantasy. Still think Mahomes is the number one paid going into next year. I suppose the overall deal could be more for Dak, but the AAV, I think, is going to be for Patrick Mahomes. But I do think he's back in Dallas. I don't think that you have to worry about that. And not only your past, but how about your future of Ben DiNucci? You don't want to have to see that again. Andy Dalton, it was a disaster last year. I mean, any viable quarterback in Dallas is 8-8, you know, and they just didn't have anybody to do that last year. Who were some of those awful quarterbacks for Dallas that you watched growing up?
Oh, Quincy Carter, Ryan Leaf, Drew Bledsoe on the downside of his career. Right. I mean, they just cycled through these guys. They were awful.
They were, no doubt. All right. Now, interesting one here. I don't know, Davis, I know that you're very big into NFL jerseys. We're going to turn the tables here a little bit. Fantasy reality, you own a Major League Baseball shirtsy, not a jersey. A t-shirt with a number and a name, hypothetically, on the back of it of a Major League Baseball player. And by the way, it could be one right now that you don't wear anymore. It could be in a drawer somewhere, Davis. Maybe it didn't make its way to St. Louis. I don't know. But you have to own one right now. Fantasy reality.
So this is a fantasy because I got rid of one. I know for a fact that at one point I had a Steven Strasburg jersey and I had a Billy Butler jersey back when Billy Butler was the best player on the Royals during the dark times. But now, you know, I'm a little older. I don't have kids. I make decent money, so I can just buy myself a real jersey when it's time. I don't have to spend the $37 on a jersey. I can go up to $75 on the nice replica jersey instead.
Yes. Oh, well, I mean, I'm older and I do have kids and I do have an MLB shirtsy. I do have one. I've I used to actually like them a lot and used to collect them. And then as I got more into media, I thought I probably can't really be like wearing this sort of stuff just like around in general. And so my wife and I did go through it and did toss probably three or four. But I do own one that I still wear today. Not a lot. Maybe like it's in my once a month rotation, I would say, if that's fair. I will give you as many guesses as you want. Brett, James, you guys could get 100 guesses you would never get. I probably have to give hints on it. And I still don't think that you would get it. So should I just tell you or do you want hints?
I want hints. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to allow you to ask me, Davis, 5 questions about the Shirtsy and you still won't get it. Can you get okay. it? You think you can get it in 5? I'm giving you 5.
Okay. Yeah. Give me the rough time frame, like 80s, 90s. Like, give me the rough year of when this guy would have been in.
Sure. Club. I'll answer yes or no to any 5 questions you ask, and I'm giving okay. you a free one in the '80s. It's in the '80s. Okay. So go right ahead.
Okay. '80s. Is it an AL East player?
No.
Okay. Is it an American League player?
Yes.
Okay, an American League player. Is this person a hitter?
Yes.
Okay. Is this person... Okay. Is this person in the Hall of Fame? Is this baseball player in the Hall of
yes.
Fame?
Yes. Yes.
American That's League 4. Hall of Famer. American League Hall of Famer from the 80s. Did this person ever play? No, because they're in the American League. Okay, I'm going to guess.
You got Barry one more Larkin. Question. Before you guess.
Okay, I got one more. Okay, is this person? National. You're right. Okay, is this person an infielder?
Infielder, and then at the end of his career, an outfielder. I'll give you 5 more.
See, this is just 80s baseball. I literally only know the Royals. Like, I literally only know the Royals.
I'll give you the ultimate hint. I'm going to give you the ultimate hint.
Okay.
The player was in the American League, but if he was playing now, he would be in the National League.
So it was an Jeff Bagwell?
No, Houston.
Because it was an Astro, right?
Yes. Is a really good guess. The answer is Robin Yount.
Robin Yount. See, I would think of him as the Padres, right?
No.
Yeah, I don't know anything about old baseball. I think that I do, but I don't. Why did I think that he played for the Padres?
I don't know.
No, Brewers. Yeah.
Yes, very good. Yes.
There we go. Okay.
All right. Great TV right there. Dead silence for a lot of that. Okay, let's move on. Here we go. Our last one, our last fantasy reality. We get to have a bad show every once in a while. It's okay. Okay, so Wendy's announced. Wow, what a huge announcement from Wendy's yesterday, announcing that their sales went up in 2020 by 2%. I guess that's a big number in the fast food world. To me, I was like, I read the story and I'm like, oh, they must have made like 20% more. 2%. Okay, whatever. Wendy's is saying that the 2% increase is because a lot of people are eating their breakfast now, going through the drive-thru or even going inside Wendy's. So I would ask you, Davis, fantasy reality, you have had breakfast at Wendy's. You have had it. Fantasy reality.
This is a fantasy. I don't turn my nose up at a fast food breakfast, but I am a devotee of the McDonald's Egg McMuffin. It to me is just the perfect breakfast sandwich. It's never been topped. I've had the Burger King breakfast. I've had some of the other assorted fast food breakfasts, and nothing to me can top. I mean, my mouth is watering right now just thinking about a delicious Egg McMuffin. Now I'm still on a hardcore diet because of this weight loss bet I'm in, but man, an Egg McMuffin, it is, it's just the best.
Yeah, this is a fantasy for me too. I'm aware that Wendy's has breakfast. I'm aware Subway has breakfast. I think Taco Bell may even have breakfast too. But I'm not a huge fast food guy at all. It's one of the fun discussions Joe Pizzapia and I used to have. But yeah, I don't. It's like a sneaky. I have to like sneak a fast food if I'm ever going to have one. And it's once a month would be a lot for me. Wendy's definitely into the Frosties. Don't mind a Wendy's burger for sure. Used to really enjoy, I think they're like chili salad or something like that. But breakfast, Davis, Wendy's, like I don't even consider stopping at Wendy's when I'm driving in the morning. Like I would, even if it was right in front of me and there was nothing else, I don't think that I would. And it's nothing against them. I would not even consider what to even order off their menu. I don't know. Maybe it's a blind spot for me.
Yeah, it would not even cross my mind. And like, you know, the way that fast food works, like it's very rare to see one fast food restaurant in isolation. Mm-hmm. They're always in a strip, right? And so if they're in a strip, I'm looking at McDonald's, I'm looking at Burger King. There's probably Starbucks close, Dunkin' Donuts. That's more of like an East Coast thing. But the bacon, egg and cheese from Dunkin' Donuts is pretty solid. Like I would take that way over Wendy's for sure, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm more of a home guy now with Wendy's. I guess we're all more of home people now. But even when we weren't, I used to be a Dunkin' Donuts loyalist. Then I don't know what happened with me, but I became more, Davis, of a I want to grind my own beans person. And so I really enjoy that, and I'm more of a really good coffee person. And I went off Dunkin' to Starbucks. I did. I went off Dunkin', and now I grind my own Starbucks beans every day. And I got a little fancy for a while, tried different kinds of coffees and everything like that. But I think I'm just back to like Starbucks every day. But I used to like Dunkin' a lot. It was like a sweeter coffee for me. Light and sweet, but now I'm just like whatever's going to wake me up is what I go with. So no more.
I'm a big Starbucks guy. Yeah, I do. Well, and obviously less so now because I'm trying to cut out sugar and everything. But when when I don't care about my diet and when I'm doing whatever I want, I'm a big Starbucks guy. And I do. I do French roast at home, but I do cold brew. So I get it in the fridge the night before. Wake up. Have a nice cold brew, iced coffee in the morning. That's mostly what I'm drinking when we get this show started. Home cold brew in the French press. I mean, it really does. Like it makes me not miss Starbucks as much because it. I mean, that's quality. I would advise everyone out there to try it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think making your own coffee in the morning is definitely viable. And now I've gone to like just simple oatmeal, and my wife's been making breakfast every day, and so. I'm off the drive-through stuff. That's done for me. All right, coming up next, it's time for the Sports Grid 60, where Davis and I will have an opinion on something happening in the world of fantasy sports. That's coming up next. We'll be right back here on tomorrow's show. Jim Sannis from NumberFire will join us to give us the latest on what's going on in NASCAR, and also Gray Albright from Razzball will join us as the annual Razz Bowl Fantasy Baseball Draft starts on Saturday. Brett Levy, our producer, is in that. Davis is in it. I am in it. Dan Strafford, also I noticed, from Sports Grid is in it too. So we'll have a lot of fun talking to Gray tomorrow, but we got Sports Grid 60 next. So where are you going? We'll be right back.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Davis and I will be right back here to close out the week tomorrow on the March 5th edition of the show. But before we leave you today, aside from shirtsies and fast food breakfasts, I can only imagine what's on the mind of Davis Maddock as we close out today. So let's turn it over to Davis. He has the Sports Grid 60.
So earlier in the show, you asked me, you're heading into an auction draft. One player, you gotta go above and beyond to get. You can't leave. And I have your answer. And I have ready to plant my flag on a player this year in fantasy baseball. And it is Chicago White Sox outfielder Eloy Jimenez. Should hit 35 home runs. Gonna hit 300. Maybe 290 if he goes through a skid. Probably a pretty good threat for 100-100 in terms of runs scored and RBIs. Putting my money where my mouth is, have this nice Bowman Chrome first auto PSA 10 for Eloy Jimenez. I'm very invested in Mr. Jimenez for the White Sox. So that's your guy, Craig. Eloy Jimenez, go and get him.
I think it's a great investment, both in fantasy and in the card industry, no doubt. I have a couple of those as well. All right, well, ending on some sort of sad news today. Today, I hate to say it, but I think I broke up a family. Hate to do it. But we keep having these birds who make nests right above our windowsill in the house because we have these hurricane shutters. The birds come, they make the nest. And what happens is afterward, whenever they do this, we've been really lax with it, not done a thing about it because there's like legal things with it, but it's just like a basic pigeon bird. It ends up pooping all over our backyard. Like it's just an absolute disaster. It is not easy to clean. So today I took the evasive action per my wife, got rid of the nest, and these sad birds, the mom and the father, without having a baby or anything like that, came back and was looking around, looking at me, staring at me. What did you do? You got rid of our nest. Where is it? Where did it go? Feel really bad about that today. And just wanted to apologize to the birds if they're watching the show here on Sports Grid. Thanks to James and LTN for Brett, Danny, and Ryan, my co-host Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. Hope you have a great Thursday. We'll see you on Friday at noon Eastern. Bye.
FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.